morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Superior Video Livestock Auction proudly presenting the Bighorn Classic Tuesday through Friday, August 22nd through 25th. Broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com from Sheridan, Wyoming. They'll be offering 165,000 head of cattle over the 4 days. You can check out the catalog at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information about this year's Bighorn Classic at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Have you recently purchased real estate or ever wondered where the boundaries of your existing property are? A land survey is the only way to know for sure. The Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors wants to remind you of the importance of an accurate land survey. Whether clearing trees, building a fence for an addition to your home, a survey should be performed by a licensed land surveyor. To locate a professional licensed land surveyor near you, visit us on the web at www.osls.org.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Despite its name as the Weekly Crop Progress Report, this week the USDA really did not have that much progress to report. This week, corn remained unchanged from conditions a week ago at 62% good to excellent, and soybeans were raised by 1 point to 60% good to excellent. While those results are not too exciting, the reason behind it is, if you look at the state-by-state numbers, you find that corn in Illinois actually dropped by 8 points. But with the help of some recent rains, the condition of crops in the western U.S., like those in the Dakotas and even Colorado, climbed enough to offset Illinois' slack. Soybeans likewise began to slip in the east and climb up in the west, sort of equalizing or offsetting each other enough to prevent conditions from dropping even further. It will be interesting, though, to see how markets react to the drop in the Illinois crop. Beyond the national perspective, though, focusing here on our three-state region, the corn crop here in Oklahoma is nearing completion of the dough stage, rated now at 85% complete. That's up 6 points from the previous year and up 2 points from normal. Corn dent reached 54%, up 7 points from the previous year, but unchanged from normal. Corn condition in Kansas rated 4% very poor, 10 poor, 29 fair, 43 good, and 14 excellent. Corn dough was 83%, near 86 last year, and the 5-year average of 85. Dented was 40%, behind 48 last year, and 46 the average. Corn's condition in Texas improved since last week, now rated at 79% good to excellent, 18 fair, and 3% poor to very poor. Corn dough is rated 92% complete, trailing last year by 3 and ahead of the average by 4. Dented is rated at 77%, ahead of last year and the average by 8. Currently, the crop is 60% mature and 51% harvested thus far. Meanwhile, sorghum condition in Oklahoma rates 5% poor to very poor, 39 fair, and 56 good to excellent. Sorghum condition rated 1% very poor, 6 poor, 31 fair, 53 good, and 9 excellent. In Texas, sorghum condition in the state has remained unchanged since last week, still rated at 78% good to excellent, 18% fair, and 4% poor to very poor. Cotton's condition in Oklahoma is rated at 2% poor to very poor, 7 fair, and 91% good to excellent. Cotton condition in Kansas rated 3% very poor, 4 poor, 38 fair, 50 good, and 5 excellent. In Texas, cotton condition rates 55% good to excellent, 30 fair, and 15% poor to very poor. Finally, the condition of pasture and range in Oklahoma rated at 83% good to fair. Pasture and range conditions for Kansas rating 2% very poor, 9 poor, 33 fair, 50 good, and 6 excellent. And in Texas, rangeland rates 41% good to excellent statewide, 39 fair, and 20% poor to very poor. You got farm news on Ron.
In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine, well, look no further than P&K equipment at the John Deere 5085E utility tractors. These 85 horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K, priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering since 2717 includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts. Residency and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.